Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This hour is presented by Key Marine, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights, just cruising in my pontoon. All I need is me and my girl.
Good morning, and welcome to your Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna and Stefan Schmidt with George Stone Technical College on our wonderful Friday. Boat Smart has joined us. Good morning, Stefan.
Good morning, and good morning, Pensacola. And I'm telling you what, it is a boating weather weekend,
yes.
It looks like.
It's so exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend. It's going to get a little rainy during the week, but I think for overall, this weekend looks great. So get your boat out and get it ready to go, and get out there on the water and enjoy some time off. It's a great time to do that. The weather is perfect for that, and it is getting time to be boating season, so everybody should be thinking about that. And that's why we're on the air. You are listening to Boat Smart. It's a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Call or text if you have any questions about your boat. Maybe you have questions about my class, the Marine Service class over at George Stone Technical College. Or if you just want to chat with us, you can call us or text us at 850-437-1620. More than happy to take your questions today for sure. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can call them at 850-492-0487. They always answer the phone out there, and they're always grateful when you call. They're more than happy to help you. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. Special discounting prices on all Yamaha and Mercury motors. Key Marine specializes in service and repair on all Mercruiser and Yamaha product. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch product service and repair. And you can also check them out on Facebook. They have a Facebook page, and that's where they put some of their specials. They do consignment sales. You can actually buy a nice boat or motor out there. They do consignments on motors also, so check them out. Go out there and see them out on Bower Road or give them a call at 850-492-0487. We were busy this week. We're actually going into our spring, spring break.
Yes.
And we're off for 10 days. So, and my students really don't like to take off, believe
it
or not.
Good.
They want to keep going.
That is a testimony right there. Hello.
Yeah, they kind of like, oh man, we got to take 10 days off. I'm like, yeah, you got
to
take 10 days off. I
kind of,
you know,
need
I like
10 days off, Stefan.
Yeah, I need the 10 days off. And you know, when I first started, I talked about this every time we have a break. You know, you always say teachers enjoy some time off. And I tell you what, I can understand why, because it is very tiring to teach class all day long and think about all the things you're trying to do. So I can understand why we have to have a break here and there. But it is a great job, and I enjoy my time off. And I'm going to get out there and enjoy some weather this weekend. But I'm going to enjoy mine on a motorcycle. So that's what I'm going to do this weekend. But
nice.
I tell you, yeah. So it's going to be a great time. So we had a great week this week. My students were very, very busy this week on a lot of different projects. We did a cookout yesterday. How about that? We had a cookout yesterday at
that
school.
That is so fun.
Yeah, my students decided they were going to do a cookout, and they asked, hey, can we do a cookout? And I said, yeah, we can do that. And they started cooking yesterday around 5 o'clock, and we had a nice hamburger, hot dogs, and all the fixings to go along with it with desserts and stuff. And we actually just sat around the classroom enjoying the evening, filling our faces with good food and talking about marine stuff. So they continued to learn even though while we were having a cookout. So we had a great time yesterday doing that. We also did our student of the month. I do this on a monthly basis. I do a in-house student of the month in my classroom, where my students pick or vote for a particular student, and then I give them a certificate, a letter of what the student said about them as far as a recommendation. So we do that on once a month on Thursdays. We did the February student of the month, And I give that certificate. We give them a nice Marine Service sticker, a letter. But we also give, and I want to do a kind of a shout out to a gentleman that I can't mention his name, because he donates tools to my students for these type of giveaways. So this gentleman anonymously gives this nice tool, Snap-on tools, drills, stuff that he buys from Home Depot, like impacts and drills and screwdrivers and good quality tools. And what I do with those things at the end, during our student of the month, I give, let's let the student pick one of those tools. So it's great to have people that are involved in my classroom in that respect. And I tell my students, this gentleman donates these tools to our program because he cares about you and he wants to have you invest in your career by understanding the importance and quality of tools. So that was just a great time to do that and give away the tools. So again, on the air, I want to thank that gentleman for doing that. And we continue to do that as long as he's giving us those tools and stuff. We're going to continue to do that. I told my students, I always donated a t-shirt. Oh, you know,
that's awesome.
We made t-shirts up with the Marine Service logo on it and did that with a certificate. But this gentleman stepped it up for us, and I'm so happy for that. So, yeah, we've had a great week this week, and we've been very busy in the shop. We got a lot of students out in the shop area working on different projects throughout the shop area. But a lot of hands-on this week. So I was thinking about a topic for this week, and my thoughts were brought to a point of who can you trust? And when I think about that, I'm kind of thinking about some motors that we've had in our shop area that we've done some service work on. And the thought came to my mind, who can you trust? And what I mean by that is, who can you trust to service your engine, your boat, your trailer, right? There has to be some trust there in order for you to gain a long-term running motor that's going to last you for years and years and years. You have to be able to trust someone to do the maintenance on it and to do it correctly.
Oh, absolutely. Just like your car, everything, yeah.
Everything. And I think a lot of people don't understand that. When you purchase a vehicle, when you purchase a boat, when you purchase these kind of items, even a house, really, you have to consider the maintenance portion of those items. What is it going to cost me to maintain, you know, to keep it running?
Sure.
Because the reality of it is, if you don't put that maintenance dollar amount in your budget, in the long run, it's going to cost you, because you're going to have issues with your boat, your trailer, your house, your car, whatever it is. If you're not maintaining those items, there has to be a constant maintenance done on your engine or your boat, that kind of thing. So who can you trust? Are you going to trust yourself to do that? Are you going to trust a dealership?
Oh,
are you going to trust an independent service center?
Never myself.
What's that?
I'm never doing it myself.
Well, some people try.
I want us to live, Stefan.
Right. Some people try, though.
Right. No, I understand.
Yep. Some people try. So I started thinking about this because we were actually working on a Yamaha F-150. I believe it was a 2008 model in the shop. And the benefit to bringing your boat to our shop, if you're eligible to do that, which you have to be an employee of the school district or a student to be able to do that. I can't bring in general public engines and stuff to work on. But the benefit to that is, I think we can dig in a little deeper where it don't cost you any money. So we can look at things that deeper into the motor without costing you money, because there's no labor really involved in that portion of it when we do this at work. And I want my students to experience as much as they can when they're working on these engines. So we were doing a 100-hour inspection on this F-150. Of course, we scanned the motor. We hooked up our laptop and we scanned the engine and found out the motor was close to 1,000 hours, okay? So when you do a maintenance or you're getting ready to work on a boat, you try to gather as much information as you can, and I talk about this often. one of the things that you do is you scan the motor, see how many hours it has and what type of running history it has. Do you use the motor to idle around a lot? Do you use it at high RPM? Do you do it on the average in the mid throttle range? What have you? That tells us a big story on the motor and the type of maintenance that may be required. Also, what you try to do is talk to the customer and try to get some information from the customer. That helps you with trying to figure out what maintenance you need on this motor, right?
Right.
So we dug into the motor and we started looking at things, and there's a lot of areas that even I hate to say that, but some technicians miss or don't do. One of the big factors, one of the things that I always check are the internal zinc anodes in the blocks, in the water passages. They are sometimes overlooked by people that are working on their boats, and that is a major, major problem when that happens. If the zincs aren't changed, the zinc is a sacrificial anode. It gives itself up to corrosion, okay?
Right.
And it sacrifices itself so that the block and the components that are attached to the block don't corrode. And a lot of times these zinc anodes are not checked. And what happens if you don't check them, they start to have corrosion build up behind them, and they can actually expand and break the block. They can crack the head and cause major, major problems in the engine. So when my students started looking at this F-150, I tell them, I said, the first thing we need to do is, of course, always check your oil before you crank the motor up, those kind of things. And every step that you take gives you a clue. So my students, first thing they did was they checked the oil, okay? I'm standing there with them, I'm watching them do this work, and the oil, we notice, is over full, and it's black. That tells me this customer is probably not doing the maintenance that they should be doing at that point, okay? Mm-hmm. Overfilled is another problem, okay? Why is the motor, is it overfilled? Several reasons that could be. It could be that the engine's running, has a running issue, and it's dumping too much fuel, and it's passing by the range, and we're getting fuel in our oil pan. It could be that they overfilled it at that time when they did the change so long ago or something like that. So as we start working on these motors, we start gaining clues of what type of maintenance we should do. The other thing that we've seen was that it had an aftermarket filter on the oil, filter was aftermarket, not the correct filter. I always recommend OEM filters, the manufacturer's parts and components. Very important. If you want long-term life out of your engine, I highly recommend the OEM parts on these motors. We noticed that it had an aftermarket key switch in it, believe it or not. So we're starting to get some signals here saying, okay, although this motor has 1,000 hours on it, it looks like we've got some things we have to address here on this motor. When we pulled the zincs out, we noticed that the zincs were really corroded up really bad. A lot of corrosion. The zincs were almost gone in a couple instances in the motor. And that led us to the thermostat. So, okay, we got a lot of corrosion here. Now we need to look at the thermostat. So we pulled the thermostat and looked at it. The thermostat was corroded, those kind of things. So looking at this motor and looking at the type of maintenance, I began to wonder who was doing the maintenance on this motor. Where was this customer taking it? Is it doing it himself? Does he have someone else that's doing this type of maintenance? So the topic is, who can you trust? Do you trust the place that he may have taken it to? Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at this motor, I'm going,
Right.
You know, the maintenance that's being done here doesn't look correct to me. And this is going to cost this customer a power head or, you know, a weekend trip that's going to be ruined on that side of it or what have you, you know? So we dug into it deeper. We looked at the water pump, and of course it had a lot of issues there. The housing was melted down. There were some things that were siliconed in place, you know?
Right.
And I got into a conversation with the students and said, okay, what's going on here? You know, we look at this, who's doing this? You know, so you have to be kind of careful. You don't want to say, you know, my bad word would be, who's the idiot that's working on your boat? You know, you don't want to say that to the customer.
Maybe in your head.
It could be him, right? Yeah, you know, but that's how you kind of think. Is,
well, yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, and I have done that. Like, hey, whoever's been working on your boat really don't know what they're doing. And, you know, and being honest with them, and it finds out that it's the customer. And I think a lot of times, though, sometimes it could be the place that they're taking it to. And that's a bad deal, right? If they're not doing the correct work or the work that you expect them to do, that is not good. So here's what I want to recommend. If you're buying a new boat, you need to start out thinking about maintenance. What are you going to do when you buy that boat? The first maintenance that you're going to have is going to be at 20 hours, 10 or 20 hour maintenance check. That's when you take it back to the place you purchased it, and they go in and change your oil and filter, and they change your gear lube, and they check things over and make sure that everything's good. They want to make sure that everything is in place that when it left there, that everything's in place and everything is how it should be. They run the motor out, check it out, make sure everything's good, and they spray it down with a protectant and make sure everything's greased up for long-term, maintenance type stuff on your engine. After that, you have to go by what called maintenance intervals, so many hours or so much time. It could be 3 months, it could be 50 hours, 100 hours, or 6 months, different maintenance intervals that you have to do on these engines. And so what I recommend is you understand that you need to do these maintenance intervals. Maybe you should look at your owner's manual. It'll tell you in there what your maintenance intervals are. And you should do that. You should do the maintenance intervals. But what also you should do is understand the maintenance intervals, but you need to take it to a place that you can trust, some place that is going to do the maintenance as they should. And there's a lot of consideration in this, because sometimes if you were to call around at different locations and say, hey, I need a 100-hour inspection on my 150 Yamaha or my Mercury or whatever, can I get a price? And they're going to give you a price. And that price at one location can be different than a price at another location. And that could be several hundred dollars in difference from one location to the other. So what I've found, I've actually tested this theory by calling around and asking. And then I asked, well, what do you do for that amount of money? Because that's so very important. Because one location's 100-hour service can be different than another location's 100-hour service. And although the first place is cheaper, less expensive, they may not be digging into your motor as deep as they should, checking the things that they should check. So that, although it's less money, you're not getting what you should get for that type of maintenance. And then the second place you need, you know, that's a little higher, they could be digging deeper into the motor. So those are things to think about. I got a question that came in here. It says, are there boat maintenance services that come to you? Let's see here. What does that mean? Yes, boat maintenance services that come to you. Okay, so the question that just got texted me, are there boat maintenance services that come to you? Yes, there are. Key Marine does that. They have a mobile service that comes to locations. They will go to your house. They will go to the marina. They will go wherever the boat is and do the maintenance on it. So you can ask Key Marine to do that service for you. If you have the Mercury or Yamaha product, Mercury product, they can do that. There are different dealerships that do that, and there are people that only do on-site maintenance and repair. Now, something to consider when you're thinking about doing a service that comes to you is make sure that person, that dealership, that repair facility is insured to do that, because that's very important. If they go to a high drive, at a marina or a high drive, those marinas are going to request that maintenance service place has insurance. So you want to make sure of that. But I highly recommend that you do it to a dealership, you know, like Key Marine. If it has a Yamaha, call Key Marine. If it has a Mercury or a Mercruiser, call Key Marine. And they will be more than happy to do that. Costs a little more, of course, for them to go to you, right?
Right.
But they can go to you, and it's convenient for the customer. So, yes, the answer to that question is there are places, and you should use the same ideas of maintenance, whether you're taking the boat there or you're asking them to come see you. So, great question. Thank you for that. back in the day, that's all I did was mobile service. I did that for years and years and years. And I traveled from marina to marina to house, working on boats.
Kind of like a visiting doctor. I just love that.
Yeah, like a visiting doctor kind of thing.
For
yeah.
Boat doctor.
Boat doctor. Exactly right. Yep. Hey, and that's, you know, you're saying something there that's very important that I was going to add to this. You need to, when you think about going to a doctor, a person who asks the doctor a lot of questions probably is going to be a healthier person or get their problem taken care of quicker than a person that just goes to the doctor and shakes their head and says, okay. What do you think?
Right. No, you're 100% right.
So think about your technician, your dealership that's working on your boat as your boat doctor, just like you said. Ask questions.
Yes.
When you take the boat in there. What type of service are you going to perform, and what does that include? Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
Also, don't hide your problems from your doctor.
Right.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't hide your problems from your doctor. Your boat doctor. Tell your boat doctor the symptoms that you're having with your boat. It'll help them to get to a point of troubleshooting if you're having issues with your boat quicker. And they're able to pinpoint that problem. A lot of people think if I don't tell them that I have a problem, it's not going to cost me as much money. And it's really the other side of that, the flip side of that coin. If you don't tell them, they could be chasing their tail for a little while, trying to figure out what's going on with your boat. Mm-hmm. So that's something that, you know, you need to consider, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So it looks like we got another question in here. It says, how many hours before you need to rebuild a four-stroke engine? That is a great question, because it could be 100 hours or it could be several thousand hours. It's up to the customer how many hours they want to get out of their motor before you have to rebuild it. I've seen engines with 9,000 hours on them, and I've seen engines with several hundred hours on them that need to be rebuilt. Because what happens here is if the person that has several hundred hours and has an engine that's rebuilt that needs to be rebuilt, maybe they're not doing the proper maintenance.
Sure.
It's perfect for this show, because if you're doing proper maintenance, you can literally get thousands of hours out of your engine. I've seen it. I can tell you that truthfully. So as many hours as you want to get out of your motor, it's all up to you, because you're going to have to do the maintenance and trust the place that you're taking the motor to get the maintenance done. You know, trust your doctor. They're the ones that can give you the long life on your motor. So that was a great question.
Excellent.
Yep. Great question. So, you know, and we'll talk about service some more next week too, because okay. I know we're always getting close to the end here. But, you know, a good takeaway is to understand that you need to do the maintenance on your engine. Understand that you need to trust the people that's doing the maintenance on your motor. Take it to a place that you trust. And then have a long-term relationship with that facility, like Key Marine. Get a long-term relationship with them. Not only with the dealership as a building, you know, the building that I go to, but a long-term relationship, maintenance relationship with the technician that's actually working on your boat. Don't hesitate to request the same person every time your boat goes into the dealership. Request the same person. And many times those locations will allow you to do that. So here we are. We're getting into the end of the show again. Not enough time, Jenna. We need to do an hour show or more.
We covered a lot of turf today.
Yeah, we did. And we get a lot of information out there. We had a lot of questions today, and I appreciate that. Let me go ahead and thank Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. They're located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can call them at 850-492-0487. We're getting into the season, so you really need to get out there and get an appointment with them to get ahead of the curve on the people bringing their boats in. So check them out. Go out there and see them out there on Bower Road. And also, don't forget to check out Georgetown Technical College. So you can catch them on the web at georgetowncollege.edu. Check out that chat feature, and I'll be more than happy to answer your questions on there as well, as far as our program is concerned and what we can do there. I had a lot of topics today, and I only got to one of them, and that was just a partial one. So tune in next week, and we're going to give you some more information. I think it's important. So
absolutely.
Give us a call next week and look for us next week on the show.